Hello. In today's episode of Men. Okay, I'm sorry. I know that most of you are men, and I'm not really saying that all men are the same and all men are trash. It's just obviously I am straight, so I date men. So if I have a bad dating experience, it will be a man. So I've got two stories. One is more unhinged than the other. So the first one, after I've had this long relationship, the first guy I spoke to after this, maybe like a half a year passed, or maybe even a year, I don't know. The first guy I spoke to after this was a medical student, and we had really good chats, we had a lot in common, but then we sort of stopped talking, and then I still haven't gone on a date with anyone. And a couple of months later, he got back in touch and said, like, I'm really sorry, I got busy with school, but I'm like still want to get to know you and stuff. And then we ended up meeting, and it was pretty nice, but he ended up ghosting me, like slew ghosting me, you know? I forgot what it's called, but it's when they slowly ghost you, like slowly stop talking to you. And then I was adamant, because he was the first guy I dated since. I was adamant, like I kept asking him, like, do you want to meet again? Or what's happening? He said, yeah, I'm just busy. And then eventually I was like straight up, look, if you don't want to meet, just fucking tell me. It's fine. And then he ended up admitting that, no, he doesn't want to meet again. He's feeling weird. He doesn't want a relationship. I'm like, okay, whatever. Year and a half passed. Who's in my DMs? Him. He sends me a text to my phone number. And he's like, oh, do you remember me? I'm like, yeah, I remember you. I don't forget people. Basically, his big apology that he's had a tough year. School was really difficult, and he really regrets how he treated me. And he wants to try again. He wants to apologize. He wants to give it a chance. And I'm like, I don't wanna deal with fuck boys. I don't want to, like, I'm just don't have time for this. And he said, no, he wants to have a serious relationship with me, because he's just like realized that he's never going to meet another woman like me, etc. Anyway, bullshit. That's I'm using. And now here's another one, and this one is a doozy, I promise you. About a year ago, when I first moved to Budapest, I had a Bumble date with someone, and it was a hookup. Who am I kidding? It was a hookup. He came to my place. We didn't talk much. It was awkward. He just went straight for the sex, and I let him, but I didn't enjoy it at all. It was just awkward. It wasn't good. And afterwards, I just told him, well, I'd like to sleep now, so I'd like you to leave. And he left, and we never talked again. And year passes. Do you guys know HelloTalk? HelloTalk is a language exchange app. I get a message on HelloTalk from this guy, because he's foreign. And he's like, oh, hi, how are you? I'm like, hello. And I didn't realize, but he had no idea who I was. He was like, oh, I'm in shopping center, I will not name. Where do you live? Do you live in Budapest? I'm like, yeah, I live near the shopping center we will not name. Because I moved since, but I didn't move far from my old apartment. And I was like, is he just asking if I still live there? Or is he has no idea who I am? He has no idea who I am. And then he's asking me questions like, oh, would you like to meet? I'm like, why? What do you want? He said, well, I just think maybe we should get to know each other, be friends or something. And I'm like, but we know each other. And then I think he kind of missed that and said, like, yeah, I go to gym here. I said, I know you go to the gym here in this shopping center, because I know you. He's like, what? Oh, really? When did we meet? I'm like, oh my God. I'm not going to embarrass myself by explaining who I am, because, like, how many women do you sleep with? I don't want to be mean, but this guy isn't all that. So I can't imagine him having so many different partners. And it's just fucking awkward. So I'm like, yeah, we met, we had terrible sex, and we never talked again. And he's like, oh, don't say it was terrible. I was like, well, how do you think it was good if you don't even remember? And then slowly he realized who I am. Okay, fair enough, I changed my hair, but I think you can recognize my face and my name. My name isn't extremely unique, but it's unique enough to know that if you've ever met someone like me, you would remember me. And he still doesn't know. And then he finally realized and he said, well, he was upset at me because I told him to go away. Like, I didn't tell him to go away. I just kindly, like, requested that he goes home instead of staying in my apartment for the night. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't been. I'm so sorry. I was a bad person. Allow me to make it up to you. Like, go away. Go away. Be gone. Why? Why do these people do this? And I'm just even trying to explain to him that it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know who is this more embarrassing for. Me, that I'm so easy to forget, or him, that he's just really doesn't care. Because I'm like, how many women have you hooked up with that you don't remember? So there were not many, really. It's like, yeah, I can't imagine he has. But I'm like, so how many women under my name? Now, you're the only name I know. It's like, so why the fuck would you not remember? And he's like, I should have blocked him. And he's just like begging, oh, please give me your Instagram. I'm like, you have my Instagram. You have it. Just scroll back in your DMs and find it. Because I found his DMs. I went looking. We don't follow each other anymore. We didn't block each other, but we don't follow each other. And he can't find me. I'm like, okay, I'm not telling you. Fuck you. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.